at Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Last year was a mixed bag for Bloomington's Central Illinois Regional Airport. In 2017, passenger traffic declined by 12%, driven in part by soft business travel. But Cirrus FedEx cargo business is growing, and the airport is hoping to add customs agents to make travel easier for international companies like Brandt Industries. GLT's Ryan Denham talks with Cirrus Executive Director Carl Olson about travel trends at the airport and how airline consolidation continues to change its business.
For 2017, Cirrus had both some advances and some setbacks. Obviously, with some of we're disappointed in some of the traffic numbers for the airlines being down 12%, especially after the year before we were up a percent. So we thought we might be off to a better start, but unfortunately, we encountered some continued softness in the travel, especially related to business travel in the summer months, which is usually our peak time. So as a result, it kind of dragged down our numbers. We were down 12% for the year, but on a more positive note, traffic was up for December and for January, and some of the advanced bookings are looking stronger, so we're hoping that we can kind of turn that around now in 2018. On the more positive front, we completed a number of very important capital projects. We strengthened our finances. Of course, we abated tax revenue, which we always enjoy doing for the constituents. So we had a number of successes also.
Delta is your largest carrier, and they saw the steepest decline in passenger traffic in 2017. Their traffic, just by itself, was down 24% in 2017, below 2016. What service changes or adjustments did they make that led to that steeper decline for them?
Well, there was some softness in the business travel market, accompanied with a change in capacity. So in 2016, we had Airbus air equipment or Boeing 717, which is more the mainline size equipment, versus 2017, we were back to the regional jets, the 65 and 76 and 50 passenger regional jets. And what that means is there's fewer seats, or the industry phrase is capacity. So think of it as an inventory. If you have fewer seats to sell, you're obviously going to sell fewer seats. So when an airline senses that there might be some softness, they pull capacity down. And then what happens is there's fewer seats available for sale. And that also means there's fewer seats available at the lowest price range, which tends some people who might be more of a discretionary traveler who can't get that lower seat, the lower fare that they want, will then not fly or look for alternatives. So it was really driven by demand and by capacity reduction that Delta brought in some smaller aircraft.
And you've mentioned a softness in business travel a couple of times. State Farm is always the talk of the town, especially now, while the company says it's planning to keep its workforce here around 15,000 bodies as it is right now. People are hearing that some employees are taking buyouts and they're closing offices in other parts of the country. So there's some concern out there. What have you guys seen in the last year or so with any change that you suspect is related to State Farm business traffic that may be part of the softness that you're describing?
Nothing directly attributable to State Farm. Really, we look at it region-wide. So if you look at the region, because of our geographic location, Central Illinois Regional Airport draws from within 90 minutes of the airport. So we draw from up from LaSalle, Peru, Decatur, Springfield, Peoria, Champaign. And what happens is that when you see layoffs happening in other communities, that generates a business softness also, which then also translates into reduced leisure travel, because if somebody's job is struggling or if their position is temporarily laid off, they're not likely to take a family vacation by airplane. So it isn't directly attributed to State Farm, the business softness that we see. It's really a regional dynamic, and you can see it when you see it very clearly when you look at some of the layoffs and some of the slowdowns that have taken place in the region.
Let's talk about freight and cargo for a little bit. FedEx, who has a location there at the airport, ended 2017 slightly up with more than 12 million pounds of freight moving in and out of the airport throughout the year. And the last 2 months on record, that would be December 2017 and January 2018, were even better, up double digits for both those months. Do you see that as an area of growth for the airport?
Very much so. Actually, just a quick reminder, we have two FedEx sites out at the airport. We have the airfield side, and then we also have the truck side, which is a separate location on the airport. And FedEx has done very well. You might recall they've been with us now on the air side since 2015. Traffic continues to go up, and it really so far has been following our plan that we had worked out with the company. It was sort of our objective when we started the public-private partnership, which was they would, when they initially initially came to Sierra, they would bring their traffic for LaSalle, Peru, Bloomington, and Peoria, and then over time migrate other communities. So since they've joined us, we've seen traffic. They've migrated their Decatur traffic up to us. They've migrated their Champaign traffic away from the Indianapolis airport, and that's now coming into Sierra. And ideally, we'd like to hopefully in the future see the Springfield traffic migrate away from St. Louis airport and bring that into Sierra also. So far, the plan is working exactly as we had hoped. They're doing very well operationally. They're doing well financially. They've got good, steady jobs. And we see that, again, because of the infrastructure at the airport that we can support large aircraft, because of our low-cost structure for companies like FedEx and their other competing companies, and because of our geographic location with the interstate system, we do see air cargo as an opportunity for growth for the community.
And why is that a good thing for the airport? Is freight as much of a moneymaker in terms of the keeping the airport in a healthy financial position as passenger traffic, your typical traffic?
The airport does generate revenue from air cargo, both in terms of land leases as well as fuel sales and landing fees. But what's most important is it helps drive new investment, it drives job growth, and that all leads to further economic output that the airport can help produce for the community. Remember, the airport on an annual basis generates about $165 million of economic output and directly and indirectly supports over 1,200 jobs with an annual payroll of over $46 million. So if the airport authority is able to capture additional air cargo activity, that means new investment, that means additional revenue, and that means additional jobs.
That's Carl Olson, Executive Director of Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. I'm Ryan Denham.
Olson says another big priority for 2018 at the airport is an ongoing $4 million project to rehab all 70 miles of pavement on the runways and taxiways. Construction on the second of three phases will take place this summer. It's Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media.